Merry Christmas, everyone, once again. This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, in verse 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us. You know, read its context, verses 76 through 79. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. And those two verses, of course, refer to the ministry of the forerunner of the Christ, John the Baptist. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We cannot guide ourselves into the way of peace. We needed God to do it for us. Dayspring is one of the many names of Christ in Scripture, and I'm going to be focusing on that name of Christ this morning as it's used directly here in the context of Christmas, the incarnation of our Lord, God the Son, Jesus Christ. The word is translated from a word which means a rising up. And it's used in two contexts in Scripture. The first, the rising up of the sun or the stars. The rising up as it relates to light. For instance, at the beginning of the story of the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. It's also used with regard to the rising up of a branch from a tree. This is its Old Testament usage. So as some have it translated, sun rising, or rising of the sun, this only captures half of the meaning of the name of Christ. This morning, we'll seek to find dayspring and its meaning in all its fullness. First, let us meet Jesus Christ, the dayspring, in his human genealogy. Secondly, we will meditate upon the high and lofty truth of Jesus Christ, the dayspring, and his divine visitation. And our final application comes from that. Jesus Christ, the dayspring, brings light into a dark world. You may notice that there will be some overlap on all three points this morning. And this is so because we speak of one person and one person alone. There is only one who is to be glorified this Christmas morning, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. First, let us meet Jesus Christ, the dayspring, in his human genealogy. The Old Testament teaching of the Messiah, or the Christ, as the dayspring of the world. The prophet Jeremiah writes these words. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch. The same word that we have translated dayspring in our text is translated branch in Jeremiah chapter 23. A branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. There are only two kinds of righteousness in the Bible: self-righteousness and God's righteousness. And this word, dayspring, is closely associated to the righteousness of God, the righteousness which we receive, freely given, imputed to us because of the work of Jesus Christ. The Christ, as it was written, is a descendant of David. This is as it relates to his humanity, his human genealogy. He is a king, sovereign, king of the universe. And so it was fitting that the wise men of old would bring him gold. A judge, the one to whom all men and women everywhere are accountable. A savior, hence the name Jesus, which means what? God saves, or God is salvation. And he is also divine. He has the divine name ascribed to him by the prophet Jeremiah. Hence the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. These things are veiled, or were veiled, initially when they were written by their Old Testament human authors. But today, we celebrate all of these things in all of their fullness. We are truly blessed to be living on this side of the cross, having all of this truth, all of this revealed prophecy, all of this information which informs our minds so that we can worship rightly with our hearts our God and our Savior. The prophet Zechariah uses the same word that we have translated dayspring. Here it is also translated branch. These references are in your bulletin if you want to look them up later. Behold the man whose name is the branch. From his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. And he does this today in the hearts of men and women everywhere who believe upon and call upon his name. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory. In other words, all glory will be ascribed to God the Son, Jesus Christ. And just as God the Son pointed men and women everywhere to God the Father in his earthly ministry, so too God the Holy Spirit today points us to God the Son, Jesus the Christ. John 14:26, John 15:26. And shall sit and rule on his throne, so he shall be a priest on his throne. Again, very fitting that the wise men of old should bring him frankincense, used for worship in the temple. And the council of peace shall be between them both. And so we further learn that the Christ is a priest. Friends, we have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. I didn't write that. The writer of Hebrews wrote that. Believers are beneficiaries of the eternal priesthood of Christ Jesus. Therefore, we have no further need of a priesthood here on earth, for we have a high priest and an advocate in heaven. This is why we don't have a priesthood today, because this was fulfilled by Jesus Christ in his ministry. And as it is written, there is one mediator between God and men, that is the man, Christ Jesus. So we no longer need to seek out men as mediators. We can come to God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who is appointed as a mediator between God and men. Not human priests, not Mary, not saints, not the family dog, none of these people. Jesus Christ alone, the mediator between God and men. And we also have peace. And the counsel of peace shall be between them both. For Christ came to break down the wall of separation between God and men. He came to break down the walls of enmity. Before Christ came, or without Christ's coming, it would be impossible to be reconciled with God. There was no other way. And so it all began. Christ came down for the purpose of doing what he had to do, to reconcile all men and all women everywhere to himself. This is effectual for those who believe. If you've not put your faith in Christ, it's still a true fact, but it won't save your soul. You must believe. You must only trust in Jesus Christ and his work that he's done for you. Let us meditate upon Jesus Christ, the day spring, and his divine visitation. We sang this morning, long lay the world in sin and error pining. In the absence of divine light, there is only darkness. No rejoicing, but pining. And pining is good if it leads you to repentance. But it's not necessary. Despair. For we have hope. There is a Savior. There is a God in heaven. And he sent his Son to make the way of peace between you and him. Will you have him? See, in the absence of divine light, there is only darkness, and this is very true in the world. It's also true in the human heart. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Divine light is brightest where God is. And he chose to come to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, his Son. Sin is still in the world, to be sure. But the redeemed can rejoice. For the power of sin has been broken. This is something that could only be done by the entrance into the world of the day spring from on high. God himself completed his atoning work, and he rose from the dead as a guarantee of the victory, as a guarantee of eternal life for you and for I, if we'll have it. But he couldn't have died, and he couldn't have risen again if he didn't come first. And so we celebrate the fact that he came. What is man that he is mindful of him? Who are we that he would visit us from his holy abode? It is Jesus Christ, the day spring who brings light into a dark world. Now we've already alluded to this point, but now we will dwell on it, I pray, for the remainder of the day. Jesus Christ brings light into a dark world. May he shine his light into any dark hearts this morning. You've gone long without the hope and peace in your heart, not knowing the way of peace, thinking that all religions lead to God, or that you'll get to it next week, or when you're on your sickbed. You've gone long without hope and peace in your heart, not for failure on God's part, but for the stubbornness on your own. So I pray that if you're here, you're in my hearing this morning, that the morning star rises in your hearts, that the day star rises up. The word is near you this morning, and faith comes by hearing the word. It may not be so near you tomorrow, if you have it tomorrow. Next Christmas, I pray that we'll all be here. But what I can say for sure is that each and every one of us will be in one of three places. We'll be here. We'll be in heaven with the Lord. And we'll be in hell, hopelessly separated from the Lord. One of three places. So why not Christmas? Why not today? Why not make your peace with God today? For today is the appointed time. Now is decision time. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And again, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." He won't cast you away. You haven't sinned so far that God will not accept you. Yet as believers, we celebrate the fact that through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, peace with our God is ours. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let us go in that peace, and let the day spring from on high be at the center of our attention and our affections as we go through the day and in the days to come. Let's now offer one another the sign of peace.